Right, have you got a cup of coffee or something handy? Because now I'm reading Stephen Nunn's weekly history item, which I always find fascinating. This one's headed Investigating Malden's Back to Front House. You've doubtless heard of an upside down house, the sort that has bedrooms on the ground floor with living accommodation above. But how about a back to front one? Asks Malden local historian Stephen Nunn. According to the National Heritage List for England, that's exactly what is at 8 and 10 Silver Street in Malden. Nowadays, the building is Malden Court School, but the official listing suggests it started life as a house of the early to mid-19th century, and that the rear, with its attractive central door case, semicircular sash and balanced pair of bays, was probably the original front elevation. Examination of the 1848 tithe award confirms that this to have been the case. The house is shown on the corner of Cromwell Hill, with its back stretching along Silver Street, a yard to the opposite side, and its ornate frontage overlooking an extensive plantation and lawn, a garden, and another building and yard at the lower end. It was accessed through main gates onto a carriageway driveway that leads to the front door. The coach house, the current building used for forms 1, 2 and 3, housed a coach and presumably the horse with the loft above for the hay. The key to the tithe award reveals the estate was owned and occupied by George Wyatt Digby. It was then known as Cromwell Hall, partly serving as a community assembly hall, but mainly as the residence of the Malden solicitor and one-time town clerk. He appears there in the 1851 census, along with first wife Hannah, five of their children and two servants. They are still there in 1861, but in 1869 Hannah Digby died. George Wyatt Digby then remarried and went to live for a short time in London. In his stead at Cromwell Hall came his eldest son, George Edward Digby, also a solicitor and town clerk. George Edward Digby was living there by 1871 with wife Maria, three sons and three servants. In 1877, following a protracted illness, George Edward Digby died at the untimely age of 47. The funeral was a large affair, the cortege in solemn procession starting at the hall. Then in 1886, George Wyatt Digby also died, not here in Malden, but in America. In 1889, the house had a new name and owner. Now known as Malden Court, it became the home of a 57-year-old widow, Mary Marchant Wickham. The 1891 census shows her there with her two sons, Lionel and Herbert, along with one servant. Herbert was another solicitor and his mother transferred ownership to him, but he was declared bankrupt in 1896. The property was sold to Herman Alexander Crone. Born in Cape Colony in 1850, Crone was a JP, Deputy Lieutenant, Master of Malden St. Peter's Lodge of Freemasons, the Director of an Explosives Company, Councillor, and seven times Mayor of Malden. He lived at Malden Court with his wife Alice of New South Wales, their two daughters, both born in India, and servants. He appears in both the 1901 and 1911 census returns, and despite his suspiciously German-sounding name, it originates from Schleswig-Holstein region, worked tirelessly on the home front throughout the Great War. In 1921, after it was all over, he gave up his residence and went for a long tour on the continent. He sold Malden Court to a doctor, Henry Reynolds Brown, MD, and so began a period with the building doubling as a home and a surgery. Other doctors followed, Mervyn Faulkner, MD, and Dr. James Leslie Ruthven Philip. The 1939 register lists Dr. Philip, wife Nellie, another medical practitioner, a servant, and one other doctor there. Dr. Philip sold up in 1949, and Malden Court was then owned by London architect Douglas Burrell, who divided the building into Little Court, number 8, and what would become, in 1956, Malden Court Preparatory School at number 10. The school was founded by Miss Carter and Mrs. Robinson, and they sold it to Tony and Anne Sutton in 1972. In the intervening years, number 8 was owned by Dennis Micklewright, but that too was acquired by the Suttons in 1977. Lorraine Coyle, now Guest, and Steve Guest bought the school in 2004 and then number 8 in 2010. Lorraine had been the head teacher since 2002 but handed the reins over to her daughter Elaine Mason in 2013. Steve and Lorraine Guest continue to live on site, and as well as being the justifiably proud owners of one of the county's foremost private preparatory schools, they are the latest residents of Malden's fascinating and historic back-to-front house.